Did the moon grow as well, you think?
Everything would have to grow. I mean, if you see, the problem with a theory like this is if it works for one, it has to work for the other. You can't just say that the Earth grew. It's another problem that Carey had. You know, he said the Earth grew. But that leads to, by logical extension, to the idea that everything grows. And you must have a theory that explains how everything can grow. And you can't back off of it, or else you can't say that the Earth can grow. And without having a theory, without having a concept, even a concept, you can't say it. And I don't say it. I simply say there's, you know, my mom told me to think in terms of percentages. There's a percentage of things that can be possible, and there's a percentage of this. And what you do is you look for a better percentage. That's what I've been doing for 30 years. I've been studying all these sciences and studying these things that you see. For example, one of the videos that you have there is of the moon. And they have what they call mares on the moon. They're basically these big spread areas. And you know that one side of the moon faces the Earth, and one side of the moon faces away from the Earth all the time.
Yep.
That's the way it is. Pretty incredible when you think about it. There has to be a reason. And the reason has to fit into a theory. So there are scientists who used to believe, or some of them even still do believe, that those used to be, those mares, those big spread areas, were volcanoes. The logic is that if they were volcanoes, they'd be on the other side of the moon, too. Now, when I investigated these things from the point of view of this theory, I realized that what those things were pretty much the same things as we have with the oceans. They're big spread areas. In other words, something is created inside of the moon, comes to the surface, spreads the surface, and pushes the edges out, just like on the Earth, or on Enceladus, or on Ganymede, or any other moon in any other planet that's a solid rocky planet. So if that's true, if what I say is true, then what you have are these big spread areas, like sort of on a geode. You know what a geode is? Geode is a, you dig it up in, from the Earth, and it's like a rock. It's round. You cut it in half, and inside are crystals, beautiful purple and different color crystals. And you kind of look at it and go, how did that get made? That's incredible. Yeah. Looks like it grew, like a plant. Well, think of the moon like that. It grows from the inside. If that happens, then you get these spread areas. And I realized, looking at the moon, wow, you know, our moon has these incredibly big spread areas. I can make Jackie Gleason's face out of that. And I looked at these spread areas and I thought, that's what's going on here. That it's the surface is growing and spreading out like our oceans and pushing the edges aside. And then I realized, you know, what's interesting about our moon, different from all other moons, is that it doesn't spin the same way. That is, since it faces the Earth, the logic is that if something is growing from the inside, then the attraction of the Earth would cause that growth to be happening toward the Earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The gravity of the Earth would be pulling on it.
Pull it right on.
So if there's growth going on, which would be a subtle kind of thing, matter is being made and pushing toward the surface, it would grow toward the Earth. So logically, there would be more of these mares facing the Earth than facing the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, of course, I sweated that one because I could blow my theory out of the water with that one. Because if there are mares on the other side of the moon, that means that what I'm saying doesn't make any sense. So I let myself sweat for about a week on that one before I got photos. Of course, we do have photos of the other side of the moon.
That's right.
Turns out there are no mares on the other side of the moon.
And your theory lives again.
It lived for one more week.